embarrassing moments. There's no way to escape them, but at least you're not alone in racking up those mortifying memories. Embarrassing stories are just another part of life. They're going to happen to you and me and everyone else now and again. We live each day knowing that they're possible, and yet, knowing that they're inevitable, there's nothing to offset the shameful feelings it can induce. Can I tell you about some of my misadventures? After that, you won't have any more complexes, I assure you. As a teenager, I went on a short trip to a glacier called La Mer de Glace, or Sea of Ice, in the French Alps. It was a bright and warm summer day, so I was wearing light clothes and rubber-soled sneakers. Up in the mountain, the temperature was lower, but still bearable. So we started visiting the ice cave, which, from what I remember, looked like an entire home sculpted in ice. Really wonderful. But absolutely everything was in ice. No carpet or flooring of any kind. I'm sure you've already guessed the sequel, but let me tell you. Well, sneakers are definitely not adapted to walk on such a surface. So I was walking very cautiously. But when I had to take a bigger step to cross a furrow, I slipped and fell all the way down on my face, causing those following me to fall as if in a domino game. Can you imagine the scene? Well, you'll have to satisfy yourselves with mental images, because fortunately for my wounded pride, nobody filmed the scene. Phew! Shall I continue with another one? Again, in remote times, when mobile phones were extremely rare, I didn't want to use the office phone to make a personal call. So I left the office at lunchtime to make my call from a phone booth, located outside the post office, a sort of cramped glass cage. But you know what it looks like, don't you? Once my call was over, I tried to get out, but I couldn't, despite all my attempts. I was definitely stuck inside the box. I banged against the windows to call for help, trying not to panic. Keep calm, keep calm. At the same time, just to try and help retrieving calm inside of me, I was joking with the people who had come to the rescue, asking where the camera was hidden. I thought it was some of a TV game, you know. But I was not feeling comfortable at all, I can assure you. In the end, someone went to get a crowbar to lift the door and open it. Whew, I was saved. I don't know which feeling was stronger, the fear or the shame of having been seen in this unfortunate posture by my pupils passing by. But all is well that ends well. What about you? Do you have any embarrassing yet well-ending adventures to tell us about?